Faith. Everything works by faith. Faith, it begins when you receive God's word in your heart, and it grows just like a plant. And it becomes faith. Your reception of God's word becomes faith to you. You start looking to the Lord. You start expecting the things of God. You start operating according to God's word. Your faith is on. It's active. See, belief, you believe God did it. But when you have faith, you start acting on that belief. When you pray the prayer of salvation, you believe. And you're acting on that's faith. And you speak. Once you speak that Jesus is your Savior, he is. Your faith is on. All right? And it stays on. All right? When you believe in God for something that hadn't happened, your faith is on. And it stays on. Now, in electricity is carried by conductors, things that can carry electricity. You have a hot wire or a positive wire, and then a negative wire, or which is a ground wire. They use the symbol positive and negative to distinguish the live wire and the ground wire. Now, your heart is like a battery. The word of God charges it. Your tongue is the on switch. Your doubt is the off switch. Your peace is the positive wire, the live wire, the charge wire. Your works is like the motor. And then God will do his part because you believe. In the duration of time, you need that patience. And it comes out of peace. Patience is the ground wire. Peace is the positive wire. And your faith is connected. It's working. It's just, I use the analogy of a circuit to explain it. So the enemy wants to interrupt it because he's bad. So what you have to do is listen to the Lord. Take him at his word. Consider his word and obey it and act on it. It's working. Satan's trying to stop the process, but keep looking to God. Faith always looks to the word. It always looks to what God said. That's how you look to God. You can't see him physically, but you can see him in character. You can see what the word says. The word of God gives you a visual of what God looks like. That's what I mean by looking to the Lord. What did God regard? What did God say? What is his solution? Faith looks to God. It looks to his solution, his mindset, his character, his commands, his instructions, his persuasions. And you can receive more strength. And now everything you receive from the Holy Spirit, he guides you into all truth so that you can make a proper decision. And you keep making good decisions, eventually you'll finish college. You had faith that you could finish. The duration happened. All the tests, the complications, the breakdowns of your car. You had to balance work and rest and activity to keep your mind fresh. You had to incorporate studying the word every day. Now some people, wise people, what they do, they start out with the word. And then they study. And they think about the word that gives them emotional strength, and it helps them to receive knowledge. And then they study the course. They study what they're taught. They use devices to record what the teachers say, and they spend a portion of their time listening. They spend a portion of their time reading and practicing the equations that they're learning. Whatever they're learning, they meditate on it. And then they take a break, and they may go swimming. See, at college campuses, you can join the gym. You can go to the gym free. And they may play handball or swim or lift weights and play basketball, wind down. Then that helps. That keeps your blood flowing, helps your thoughts. People who exercise, they think better because they got blood flow. Going to the gym is not just for looking good. when you ride the bicycles, walk, lift weights, play basketball, it helps you. It helps your mind get the blood flow. God thinks of everything. You got to learn to do the same thing. And then you go to work, keep a good attitude. And while you're at work, if you keep a good attitude and not be distracted by what Satan's doing, he's trying to find a way to shortcut what you're doing, to short circuit your faith, get you distracted. You need more money, the boss hires somebody else, pay them more, you train them. That's like a slap in the face. And the Lord will have you to love him and pray for him anyway, in sincerity too. If you do that, you get your power back. Eventually, you're going to be tried. This is not a get-rich-quick scheme. The things of God is life. And you live according to the word, and it works. If you do these things and endure, you're going to be fine. You could end up owning the same company you're working at. If you follow God's path, don't ever get distracted by what Satan's doing. He's going to try some things. There are people out there that won't understand you. They won't like you. They may be an enemy. They may not trust you. But love them anyway. They may get saved and become your best friend. I've seen things like that happen before. When people are saved, they're contrary. I mean, when people are not saved, they're contrary to the things of God. They can give in to anything. They can give in to pride, envy, strife, racism. But the love of God is stronger than all that. And it will cause you to be stronger in character than those of the world. You will be a light, and it will work. And people always say, I'm the head and not the tail. Eventually, if you follow God, yeah, you may not be on the top, and you don't have to be to serve God. You may not be over the company yet. You may not be the boss. But you do what you're supposed to do, and the whole thing will work. And the Lord can cause the company to be blessed because you're there doing what he wants you to do. He'll bless the whole company just for you. Other people will benefit because you're there and God loves you. And you need this job at this point in your life. This is a stepping stone. If you don't get promoted here or where you're at, that doesn't mean anything. That doesn't mean that everything stopped and everything don't hinge on this particular plateau. But if you follow God and see things through and not be distracted by Satan, you're gonna do fine. I found out I didn't need my job when I started working for myself. I was able to make more money than I did on the job. It was hard work. I was not the best businessman because I didn't charge enough. But I did good work, and I stood behind it. I guaranteed my work. And a lot of people trusted me. So as you follow God, good things will happen. And you will see God move in and throughout your life. Now, when you follow him and you learn the things of God and you do what he say do, you learn reasons why to trust God. You find out you can obey him and do well. And I desire this for everybody. You don't have to be slowed down by Satan and his wiles. But as you follow the Lord, you will see greater days unfold. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life, in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is Lord.